Tom and Jeeva, 6:33 on your Friday. Welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. Now, a lot of people are going to be heading out and doing some air travel this summer, taking those trips, getting those vacations out there. Now, Angel, when you've traveled by plane, are you one who checks your bag, or do you try to do everything you can to carry on?
I try to make sure it's a carry-on.
Carry-on?
Yeah.
So you've probably never encountered going through and having them flag your bag as being overweight.
No. Very careful about that.
Oh, that has happened to me a couple times, and it's...
It's happened to my sisters before, which is why I try to be careful about it.
We've learned to take an extra bag packed in there in case we have to take some of the weight out of the luggage and then distribute it to another bag. But if you feel like you're always getting nipped when you're going there and feel like they're getting a little picky, apparently a Frontier Airlines gate agent confirmed that there is an incentive for increased baggage fees after some viral TikToks came out, and now they have admitted it, that they have, you know, much like you hear about police, that at the end of the month we got to get our quota, try to get that up. Apparently, same damn kind of thing with overweight bags. They get some kind of incentive for finding the ones that are a little overweight. So just keep that in mind if you're going through and somebody says, hey, you're like a pound and a half overweight. You know what? Step back, buddy. Here's $5. This can go towards your incentive you would have gotten from the airline. But just another reason. I've already bagged on airline travel twice in the first 40 minutes of the show. With the seats and now this. But hey, and again, Happy Life Gardens poll question, staying closer to home. What is there that is fun to do in Northern Colorado for the whole family that's not going to break the bank? Give us some ideas here of where to take the family in Northern Colorado for a good time. That is our Happy Life Gardens poll question today. As we've gotten some moisture and could be getting more today, we do know the importance of water. Just that lead story about other states holding back on the use of the Colorado River and all that. We know how important water is. So you want to make sure that you're getting the most out of your irrigation system when it comes to your business and agriculture. Well, that's where Mario and the Gang and Alliance Irrigation come in. They are the best of the best. And when it comes to Rinky sprinklers, there's nobody better trained or better versed or more educated on it than Mario. You can get an 8-year warranty on drivetrain retros, Alliance Irrigation. They don't just say they're the best. They prove it every damn time. Give them a call at 970-353-1621 for Alliance Irrigation. Take a look at a sports report next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back into Good Morning NoCo. It is 18 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock. We're in the Aloe Fiber Studios. My name is Brian Gary. Tanner Schwint out getting ready to cover a triple header of Preps baseball action today, starting at 8:30 pregame, 9 o'clock for the Eaton game this morning. And we'll find out more about that throughout the morning. Our Happy Life Gardens poll question. I was asking, what's some good fun stuff to do with the family in Northern Colorado this summer? Holyoke just wrote in, lots of great local municipal golf courses. Golf can be expensive. The putting green is typically free, and the driving range price is manageable. Don't try and learn the game of golf on a golf course. Nothing more annoying than seeing lessons taking place while watching on the third fairway. And this is true. Get, you know, if you're thinking about, man, I would love to teach the kids golf, or I need to learn golf better, get out there. Do hit those putting greens and go and take it out to the driving range. Grab yourself a bucket and just spend some time out there hitting. You ever go to the range, Angel?
I do. I've done it a couple times recently. Just went out when I play, like just a quick 9 holes in the afternoon. I'll go out to the range for a little bit beforehand, just to like warm up. But yeah, just go out there and just hit some golf balls.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you need
an hour and a half of just some free time and hit some golf balls.
You know, it's awesome if you got a couple buddies that want to go, but it's really good by yourself. you know, to go out there with some free time to just kind of get away, think, and work on your swing, and then you think you got it, and then you go out to the first tee box.
Right, and then you're not stressing about, oh, the next shot or that previous shot. Just hit the ball.
Yeah, no, exactly. Great one. Appreciate that, Holyoke. Here's another one. Noob just chimed in. Bowling is great for kids to get into, too, and a big amen to that. Bowling is actually, once you start going for it and diving in, pretty affordable compared to a lot of other type of entertainment out there. And that was something we did as a family growing up. Did you guys bowl, Angel? I know I've seen you out on the lanes. We bowled together. Mm-hmm. But was that something you did as a kid?
Yeah, I, you know, go to like kids' birthday parties or, you know, just school events. But my dad was a big bowler, not like professionally or anything, but he likes to bowl.
Sure.
But he makes the investment. He like, bought his own shoes, bought his own ball, whatever. But it's another one of those sports. If you invest into it, it can be cheaper in the long run. But it's an easy sport to grasp. There's a ball, there's pins, throw it.
Yes, yes, and you can bring the whole family out there because you can get those bumper guards dropped.
You get the little ones, the slide thing that you get.
Yeah.
You do all of that.
Yeah, good stuff, absolutely. So keep those coming in. Fun things to do with the family in Northern Colorado this summer that aren't going to break the bank. All right, taking a look around the sports world now. Rockies, a big win last night. We'll start there. Brendan Doyle, as we talked about a little bit earlier, banged up his knee trying to rob a home run last night. He did not successfully rob it, right? Can you break down the Rockies game for us, Angel? I know you were kind of checking it out.
Yeah, so this game started during the whole show, so I didn't get to see it until I got home. But I got jumped in right at about the fourth inning. The Rockies were already down 2-0. They jumped up 2-1 in the fourth. In the sixth inning, they got another run in, so they tied the game. And then the eighth inning, they score 4 runs, so now it's a 6-2 lead going into the top of the ninth. Should be, you know, 3 outs, we get this done. The Marlins, however, hit, I want to say, 2 home runs in that ninth inning.
In the ninth?
It made it, they scored 4 runs, tied the game back up in the ninth inning, and the energy of this game completely shifted after Doyle got hurt. Like I said, the stadium energy went completely out.
You're just wondering, feel the air come
out. The Rockies are about to lose this game. They're going to blow this lead, and you know they're going to lose, and they're going to lose one of their fielders. But that was not the case. The Rockies rallied in the ninth inning, bases loaded. Ezekiel Tovar, Tanner's guy.
I was just going to say, it's Tanner's been raving.
Walk-off single, and the Rockies win the game, win the series against Miami, 7-6. That one.
That's great. Coming off of, you know, kind of an ugly trip to Texas to come back home and take on Miami and end up getting the series when it looked like they were going to let it slip away there in the ninth inning. But other good news is Doyle is not injured nearly as badly as you would have thought after seeing what had happened.
Yeah, it looked a lot worse. Like anything with your knee, you get worried in sports because it could be a multitude of things. But I know Bud Black had talked about it after the game. I know Brendan's wife had tweeted out something saying, thanks for all the well wishes. Brendan should be okay.
That's great to hear because he's one of those young guys, one of those rookies who has surprisingly really made a name for himself so far this year and has been a huge contributor and a big reason why the Rockies have been winning several series lately, aside from that Texas one. Do you know what's up next for the Rockies? They have
the Mets come into town.
Mets rolling in here to Coors Field starting tonight?
I believe so, yeah. So a weekend series.
All right. I'm glad you checked that out, and also just glad to hear that Brendan Doyle doing...
We're back from the wild card. They're right there.
No, they are, but, you know, I looked at the standings yesterday, and before that game, we were still last in the National League. But being last in the National League, like you said, still only means you are 4 games from that wild card spot. The National League as a whole, aside from the Dodgers and the division leaders, are mostly all sub-500 teams.
Yeah, I think so. It's the Diamondbacks, Pirates, and Mets have the top 3 wild card spots, but everyone else, it's from 0.5 to 4.5 games.
Yeah, that's how absolutely mixed up it is there. American League, they have some really strong records. That's a completely different ball game over there. But for right now, The Rockies, who are they 6 under .500 now?
Seven.
7 under .500. But still, and we saw it in the NFL this last year. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won a division with 8 and 9. There are those years where if you just, you've got to be as good as everybody else in the league. And right now, the Rockies basically are about as good as everybody except the top 5 or 6 in the National League. It's interesting.
Playing good baseball.
No, they are.
Solid stuff.
Now, last night, the NBA Eastern Conference Finals went the way I think a lot of us thought was going to happen, thinking that Boston would win at home. Boston came out, and they pretty much hammered this game and had it from start to finish, leading early on by, 15 points and staying pretty much double digits throughout. Did you tune into any of this, Angel?
I watched a bit of it.
I just turned in to see it wasn't a game.
It wasn't going the way Miami was wanting it. 4 of the 5 Boston starters scored over 20 points. Jimmy Butler only had 14 on 5 of 10 shooting, so that's a little worrisome. You'd figure without Vincent in for Miami,
right,
they would lose some offensive firepower. But yeah, the highest points was Robinson coming off the bench with 18.
That was the highest score for the Heat last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is not going to get it done. Jimmy Butler said the effort the last two games is not who we are, quote. You guys better find out who you are quick. You shocked all of us by going up 3-0 on Boston, who I think many basketball fans and sports fans thought, if you were to list a team, who's the most complete team going into the playoffs, a lot of people were pointing their finger at Boston. And Boston was the one seed in the East. Now they've started to flex their muscle. 2-3. The Celtics are just, and the Heat up 3 games to 2. The next game coming up in Miami. Now, this is, to me, this is Miami's chance. You've got to win, because I don't see them winning a Game 7 in Boston. If Boston had climbed back from down 0-3, I would feel that momentum going. Miami, in Miami, what's your thoughts on this coming up?
If Vincent can play, which I think he's trending towards that on Saturday.
Is that the way it's looking?
It's a must-win for Miami. It is their Game 7 in
yes.
this series.
Yes.
You have to win this game, because there's no shot. If they go out back to Boston like they did last night, they'll get run out of that building.
I agree completely. And that magic that Bam and Butler had found in the first 3 games, it was pulled away viciously in the last two. But again, I am cheering. I want Miami to win so that home court advantage in the NBA Finals sways to the Nuggets. Boston wins, we've got to open in Boston. Miami wins it, we open in Denver. We know how that's looked throughout the playoffs. So if you don't really have an interest, you do now. Start cheering for the Heat to take care of business in this one. But when is game six of that, I would imagine, would be coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow evening would be my thought. I'll have to double-check that, but that would be my guess for when we will find out what's going to happen, if Miami's going to take care of business at home or if that series is going to be extended. Also, the Dallas Stars held off getting swept by the Vegas Knights in the Western Finals in the NHL. The Stars did win last night in overtime, 3 games to 2. So Florida waiting to see which one of those teams is going to come and take them on in the Stanley Cup Finals. All right, that's a look at your sports this morning. As you, we'll take a look at the traffic coming up in just a little bit, too. But we know out there you've got some crazy drivers. You've got some dangerous conditions. And unfortunately, sometimes you're going to get in an accident. If you get injured in one, if you get to the point where you're going to have to take on an insurance company, you're going to want to be represented, and you're going to want Kane Doolin McQuinn Young at TrialProven.com. They have no problem taking on the big insurance companies and corporations. There's dangerous drivers out there. Your best defense is to have these people in your corner. Go online at TrialProven.com or give them a call for a free consult, 303-246-1111. We'll wrap up hour number one next. Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in to Good Morning NoCo. 3 minutes now in front of 7 o'clock on your Friday. Habba Jeeba. Absolutely love it. And love having you with me today. Tanner Schwint is out getting ready to work his tail off all day long. He and Bruce Dick will be calling 3 back-to-back preps high school baseball playoff games, starting with pregame at 8:30 this morning. Then they'll have the first pitch coming at 9 o'clock. I believe game number one is Eaton taking on... where'd my thing just go here? Eaton will be taking on Peak to Peak is what it looks like, starting at 9 o'clock this morning. I believe that is game number one on our docket, and Tanner will let us know all about that when he checks in a little bit later on this morning. Coming up in the next hour, it's going to be Entertainment Hour, and I will be joined by my old morning show partner of, we were together for probably 25 years over on that other station over in Windsor, and Susan Moore, my old Good Morning Guy partner, will be joining me for the hour from 7 until 8, as always on Fridays. A lot of fun for me. I look forward to that. And I do thank Tanner for just kind of sitting back and letting me and Susan play on Fridays and joining in as well. One quick entertainment note. I was just reading Arnold Schwarzenegger has a brand new series on Netflix. I'd been seeing a lot of previews for FUBAR. And it's coming in with a strong 1 out of 4 rating. There is an article in the USA Today saying that this is a total embarrassment. Kelly Lawler, who wrote the article for USA Today, starts it with, "Mr. Schwarzenegger, I think it's best to direct you to address you directly," and going on about how he was Conan, how he is all those things. He's 75. He's done everything. You can just say Arnold. You know who it is. Why did he put himself in this position to be in a horrible show? Last time I heard this was about Stallone's series on Paramount that I ended up loving. So I'm still going to give this a try, but I have been warned that early reviews are that it's a stink fest. All right. More entertainment news coming your way in the next hour as we get ready for Susan to join us. You're listening to Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome into the Aloe Fiber Studios on this Friday morning. Say Habba Jeeba. So glad to have you with me. That's what I like to hear. Thank you, Angel Padilla. Tanner Schwint out for now. You're going to hear enough of him today. He's going to be doing a triple header of playoff baseball action along with Bruce Dick. Tanner and Bruce set to have 3 games on tap today, and it'll start early this morning. Angel and I will just be rolling through until about 8:30. Tanner will take over with the pregame show. Then I believe things open up with Peak to Peak and Eaton. At 9 o'clock this morning is going to be the first game, and I believe we have the university game after that, and then things are going to depend on what happens in the earlier one for the later one. But we'll get all that information from Tanner when he jumps on, starting at 8:30 for our Preps baseball coverage. Going to be a great day of that right here. Just keep it locked in. Now, will the weather cooperate? That's what you always wonder about when you're going to be out covering 3 baseball games. Looks like things are going to be okay until later this afternoon. We should be pretty decent until, right around 3 o'clock or so, mid to late afternoon. We should see some showers and thunderstorms start to develop then. We've got about a 70% chance of that happening later on this afternoon. Chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to continue all the way throughout the next week, basically, as we have that unsettled weather pattern, which will bring us a 40 to 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms just about every day. But today, good chance, 70% chance later this afternoon. Let's hope it's after we get all the baseball games in and get everything figured out. And good luck to all the young athletes who are going to be competing for these titles, trying to work their way for the championship today. Going to be very exciting, and just wish them the best of luck. Again, we will keep our eye on that weather to see what is happening there. Now, let's see what's going on in the world. What are we going to be doing here today? Susan Moore, as always, will join me for the entertainment hour at 7 o'clock from 7 until 8. We'll just we'll hit what day is it. Also, I'm going to talk about what not to do at the grocery store. I know Susan does the grocery shopping in her home as well. We'll talk about do's and don'ts at the grocery store. Also, expecting a visit from Brian Dangerfield today. He always loves to come on when he can, when Susan's going to be on. So I expect him to be popping in right around 7:20 this morning as well. Plus, we will have our movie reviews. Today, we are both going to review, I think it was called The Unforgiven. Send it the Unforgiven. I'll have to look. It was a Sandra Bullock movie on Netflix. Watched it last night, and we'll dive into that. We'll have some back page news later on. And, of course, it's Friday. It's Wheel of Meat Day, and we won't be missing out on that. We'll definitely have the Wheel of Meat from the Merck in Mead as well, and that will roll in about 8:15, 8:20 this morning as well. So a lot of good stuff is going to be coming your way. Now, this weekend, of course, we would love for great weather every day. Again, we do have those chances of showers each day, but it shouldn't be enough to stop you from getting out and enjoying yourself and taking part in this Memorial Day weekend. And remembrance. Encourage you to get together with your family and friends. Have a great time. Do all that stuff. Get your barbecue and get your partying on. Get all that. But through it all, remember why you have the reason to do that. And that is because of the men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice and gave their lives serving this country. And those are who we remember this weekend with Memorial Day, especially on Monday as well, the actual Memorial Day. There'll be services and recognitions all throughout Northern Colorado throughout the weekend and on Monday. So make sure you you take part in something like that. Go and get the feel for it. It's amazing when you go and you get to see the flags and you get the feel for what this weekend is all about and what it took to make it happen. Just couldn't have greater respect for the men and women who served this country and who gave their lives defending it. So remember that and what it's all about this weekend. Taking a look around some headlines this morning. In fact, just clicking over to the USA Today and see what's happening. The debt ceiling, according to the story here, Biden and McCarthy are getting closer. And we hear that day after day as time is running out. Let's hope they're just like some college students who can get it done at the last minute. We will we'll just keep our fingers crossed and see what happens there. Also, we have news about California, Nevada, and Arizona all going to reduce Colorado River water usage, which is a good plan. That's in the headlines today. Ugliness on the baseball field yesterday for the Colorado Rockies. We'll dive more into this when Angel and I dive into a sports report at about 6:35. But Brendan Doyle of the Rockies carted off the field last night after hitting the center field wall. Angel, did you see the clip of this when it happened?
Yeah, I was watching this game live just after Brady's show, and we'll talk about it, but Rockies were up by four runs going into the top of the ninth, and Brendan Doyle went up in center field to field a home run ball, which it was called a home run after the play, but his knee, as he went up, went straight into the padding of the wall, and his knee, it wasn't straight, it wasn't completely contracted, it was kind of just relaxed, and it went straight into the wall, and he went down immediately, holding his knee.
I didn't know where in the game it was, but I saw the footage of him hitting the wall and then dropping in what looked like incredible pain.
Yeah, he was down for a few minutes. The energy was completely taken out of the stadium there. And yeah, got to get carted off.
Now, reading the stories this morning, sounds like he's not going to have to go on the injured list.
Yeah. I know his wife had tweeted something out saying he was okay and that they appreciated all the well wishes.
He must have just banged it really good, and hopefully no damage. But you know when you just bang your knee on something, but imagine jumping up at that force and nailing that. Oh, yeah, it looked brutal. It looked like he was in a lot of pain. Exciting Rockies game, though, and we'll jump into that when we get into our sports report as well. And, of course, the NBA last night, too. We'll talk about that. But Boston Celtics took care of the Miami Heat. That series now 3-2 as our Denver Nuggets just sit back and wait and watch and see who is going to be their opponent in the NBA Finals. There's also a story that says why you should never recline your seat on a plane. And this is a front of the USA Today talking about it, saying it's not okay. And I have always felt that way, and now I've got a story to back it up. Nothing. Yeah, okay, there's a few things, but one of the most irritating things for me is getting on a plane and having the moron in front of me drop his seat back. I already don't have a lot of room back there. You know that. You know in the seat in front of me that you do not have much room back there, but yet you're going to take some of it. I've always felt they shouldn't recline at all, and they ask, the question should I recline my airline seat? But the answer, according to experts, is, in a word, no. No, no, no. Once they took away some of the seating, some of the room, it's ridiculous to lean back. A recent internet poll of frequent flyers found that 70% believe they should be able to recline their seats. And I hear that argument over and over and over. But I'm the guy behind you who's putting his knees up trying to prevent you from going back. It's one of the more frustrating things for getting on a plane, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm glad to see this article in the USA Today agrees with me. And this is a reason I much prefer traveling in my truck. That's the way I like to roll. Now, if you're traveling in your truck and you like the way it rolls, yeah. But could you do some more things to it to make it unique, to make it your own? You sure as hell can. And if you're looking for the place to do that, it's CRP 4x4. These folks have been fantastic for years. I've known them for a long time because I was a customer. And now, coming into the KFKA family, what's going on a couple years now, they have been just great supporters of me since I've been here when I started the afternoon show. Now with Good Morning NoCo, a year into it with me and Tanner, CRP 4x4 has been with us every step of the way. Charlie, Troy, the whole gang there at CRP 4x4 are just great people. Stop into their storefront, just walk around, look around. You're going to be blown away at the stuff that's in there. Things you would expect to find, things you wouldn't expect to find, and ideas, man. If you're just wondering what you might be able to pull off and do, talk to the folks there. They've got great ideas. Plus, they have an incredible selection of those remote control vehicles as well. Whether it's a car or some of the other things that you can fly around. They are very into it, and they can answer your questions. So many people are into those things right now. And, hey, Father's Day is not far away, and I'm going to guarantee you Dad would totally get off on having a little remote control vehicle to play with. If you want to see what they're all about, you can check them out online at crp4x4.com. We'll come back, take a look at our Happy Life Gardens poll question next on Good Morning NoCo on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in to Good Morning NoCo. Hope you're having a wonderful day so far. Great start to a long weekend as we have Memorial Day weekend upon us. Many of us are going to be lucky enough to be off on Monday. Tanner and I won't be in. We'll have some kind of syndicated program and we'll be back together on Tuesday. But if you're fortunate enough to have Monday off, to enjoy that. But again, remember why we have this Monday off. 6:22, we're broadcasting live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Got to say, I had a great time visiting with, just a handful of members members of the Allo team last night. I was at the business after hours from the Greeley Chamber of Commerce. Put on the Greeley Stampede was the host last night. What a wonderful event. Getting to spend some time on that Stampede stage is where they had the gathering last night. What a phenomenal stage that is. Just, man, getting to stand there and realize we're just a month away from kicking everything off. Already a big thank you and hats off to all the wranglers and all the people on the Stampede Committee and everybody who makes that thing go. Wonderful group of people who care about and love our community and want to give us a great time this summer over the 4th of July. And boy, they're prepared for it with a fantastic concert lineup and all the other things you've come to expect, like great rodeo action and all that. And be listening to KFK, where your ticket connection. We're going to have lots of chances for you to win tickets to some of the entertainment at the Greeley Stampede. But so cool to just sit on that stage. You get to visit with a lot of the business people of Northern Colorado, and Allo Fiber was very well represented there, and just great to catch up with some of those folks. Really great people, and again, appreciate them being our studio sponsors. Also, Good Morning NoCo brought to you by Air Solutions of Greeley, Dusty Rhodes and his crew. One of the things I love about this, as we get into Memorial Day weekend, Dusty is he is a vet. He has served this country and continues to serve the community. Great guy. Consider him a dear friend, and really happy to have them on board too. So thanks to both of them for making everything possible that we do here at KFKA. I was just checking out Cody Wilson, Denver and Front Range Weather Meteorologist forecast. Cody just updated this less than 10 minutes ago, and I'll read you what Cody's talking about, because we use him as our weather source more than anything. And he says another day of strong to severe thunderstorms with all modes possible, including damaging winds, large hail, and a couple of naders. Now, he says the timing of this will develop rapidly between noon and 1 and move generally towards the northeast as they expand in coverage, which will also include much of south and eastern Wyoming. Cody says by 5 and 6 o'clock this evening, a line of severe thunderstorms will likely extend from the panhandle of Nebraska into Colorado as far south as Highway 50, but should be east of the I-25 corridor by that time later this afternoon. Cody does go on to say that even though the main threat will have moved away from the Front Range by this time, that's late this afternoon, early this evening, does say that a few scattered additional thunderstorms could form and roll off the foothills going into the late evening and overnight hours as well. So again, we are looking at a active weather pattern that is going to continue for the next several days. But again, we are hoping everything holds off until after that triple header of Preps playoff baseball action is going on today, which we will be covering throughout the day here. Tanner and Bruce Dick will be having the call for you, and that's all going to get going at 8:30. We will have our pregame show coming then. All right, it's time to dive into our Happy Life Gardens poll question of the day. Now, we love coming up with something to try to interact to see what's on your minds, what's happening. Now, the other day we had put up whether bowlers, golfers, and NASCAR drivers were athletes, and boy, did we get response on that, and absolutely loved it. Loved hearing you sound off. Loved a lot of the I disagree completely with you, Brian. I got a lot of those, and we're cool with that. But today, with our Happy Life Gardens poll question, we want to know, since the majority of kids just got out of school, and those who aren't will be any day. With them home from school this summer, we're all going to be looking for things to do, and not all of us have a lot of money to spend to do those things. I'm wondering, what are some cool, affordable things you can do with the family or with the kids this summer in Northern Colorado? Now, I know a lot of people right away when I look up lists, you know, of things to do and so forth. Splash parks will come up, some things like that. Hitting some of our many trails and parks and going out and taking advantage of those things. But are there some places that are cool to go, either free or pretty darn affordable or just really worth the money? Let us know. That's where I want to hear from you. Tell me what is fun to do with the family this summer here in Northern Colorado. Stephanie, that took me three tries to get that out. Stephanie said the pool. Definitely. And we talked about a lot about that yesterday as a lot of them were getting opened up. The pool and definitely the mountains. And Stephanie, I agree with you completely. It will get so damn hot down here. And we're, you know, forecasting is that we're going to have a really warm summer. Duh. It's been getting hotter and hotter each year. But just heading up to those mountains, man, living here and having everything within an hour away from you. You know, you want to go down and take in the big city, the Denver. You're just an hour away when you're right here. You want to get away from everything and go where there really aren't any people and so forth. Head out towards the eastern part, northeast. Find some back roads, and you can go and still find some areas where it's relatively isolated. Or go and hit those mountains. Man, it is when it's 100 and some degrees there and you just drive into the mountains, which is free aside from the gas, heading out up there and enjoying what nature has for us. Usually about 15 to 20 degrees cooler up into the mountains. Just gorgeous. Yeah, that's a great place to take off and duck out when it gets really hot. Good answer there, Stephanie. But keep them coming. Maybe you know of a place. Maybe you have a place. You know, maybe your business owner has got some great activities for the families to do this summer. Pass them on. This is a good time to share so we can all figure out how to affordably get through this summer and still have fun with the kids. So get those responses in. We'll want to check those out all morning long. Again, just an abbreviated show today. We're just going until 8:30 when Tanner and Bruce Dick will take over with our baseball coverage. Coming up for you next, we're going to be taking a look at some sports and entertainment news. I want to dive into what happened on the court last night, what happened on the diamond, what's going to be going on this weekend. We'll talk about it all coming up in just a few minutes. Also, want to talk about the great people who make this show possible. I was talking about being out at the business after hours yesterday out of the Greeley Stampede, and I'm looking around and I'm spotting so many people that we get to talk about every day. I didn't go up and talk to her, and I don't know if she spotted me there, but I sure as hell spotted Linda Winter from across the stage. You can't miss her. Always looking fantastic. She's got the flair because she owns Accessories with a Flair in Hair. You too can turn heads as you're going to be heading out for all of the great activities Northern Colorado has to offer this summer, from the Stampede, then heading up to Wyoming for Frontier Days and everything in between. You're going to want to be looking good. You can do that. Stop by 801 8th Avenue, suite number 4 in downtown Greeley. Go and see Linda at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. More Good Morning NoCo next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.